Lechvoid the whole Kehila Anoshim Noshim V'Taf. I think this is unprecedented that we have to share Divrei Chizuk and Divrei Yisairus together in difficult moments like the ones that we find ourselves in at the moment. Following the sounds of the sirens yesterday and the bombing which we could hear and still hear, we are fully aware that tens, hundreds actually, of soldiers have been drafted just from within Beit Shemesh and thousands up and down the country. The numbers of those who have already been killed is mind-boggling. Hashem yimkoim domom. And the thoughts of those who are in captivity pull the heartstrings, and it's difficult to describe and to imagine what they and their families must be going through. Klal Yisrael, amaminim b'nei maaminim, and we know and we believe and we feel that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best, is l'toiv, and specifically l'toiv as Klal Yisrael. All of this was long predicted by Chazal HaKadoshim, who said that the day will come prior to the coming of Mashiach, where we will feel in a very real, a very tangible way, that Ein lonu lihishoen, rak al avinu shebashamayim. We have nobody to turn to, we have nobody to rely on, other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoidoi u'ba'atzmoi. And we feel that now, stronger than ever. I was told by somebody who is in contact with a group of those who expertise in intelligence working for the Israeli army, and they have absolutely no way of explaining how yesterday's attack, which was apparently months of planning, completely surprised Eretz Yisrael. No intelligence, no warning, no inkling. And in fact, I heard that the enemy were equally surprised that there were no Israeli tanks or soldiers awaiting them. So clearly we feel that Ein al mi lehishoein. There's nobody to rely on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this attack to happen. Those who carried it out will undoubtedly have to give din v'cheshbon. But why it happened is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. And he wanted it to happen on Simchas Torah. And therefore now is not the time to investigate and to think, well, how exactly did it come about? And why indeed was the intelligence not what it should be? And if only this would have happened, and if only that would have happened, then the results would have been different. To look at it like that is a lack of emuna b'hashkochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why it happened is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. The question may nonetheless well be asked that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Oizer, Umogein, Umoishia, so where indeed was HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesterday? Today? Why indeed did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow this to happen? How could it be? This is a very valid question, and the question was asked thousands of years ago. Because Chazal tell us that after the Churban HaBayis, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who witnessed the Beis HaMikdash in all its glory, said, how can we possibly say in davening every day, Hakel HaGodol HaGibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Gibor, the mighty Koyach? Where is the Gibor? Where is the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you see Goyim trampling all over the Beis HaMikdash? Where's the Gvura? So Yirmiyahu HaNavi took out the word Gibor from the Shemoneh Esra. Daniel followed suit when he said, how can you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noira, awesome? Where is this awesome Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that word became omitted as well. Came along the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo, and they reinstated the words Gibor and Noira. And they said, when you think about it, the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never been more manifest. Because a true Gibor, Ezehu Gibor HaKoveshes Yitzra, he overcomes his natural inclination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel has a rotzen, an inclination to wipe out all the Goyim. And indeed he can do so. The fact that he doesn't do so is being Koveshes Yetzer. That is the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to not allow the Goyim to be wiped out. To the contrary, to allow them on occasion to carry out their vicious plans against Klal Yisrael for the purpose of being Machzir Klal Yisrael B'tshuva. That is the greatest manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura. And Noira, it is indeed awesome to think. How can it be that the singular sheep surrounded by 70 wolves, as Chazal described Klal Yisrael, how is it that we still exist? We have to realize that whatever happened yesterday could have happened the day before, or a week ago, or a month ago, or all of the above. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures that even though B'chol Doir V'Doir Oimdim Oleinu L'Chaloiseinu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom, that's Noira. So the Nisim Gluim that we're Zoicha to on a regular basis, those didn't happen yesterday. But we all of a sudden realize the Noira, the awesome Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoim Yoim. Why is it that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila understood that message? And they reinstated Gibor and Noira. Yirmiyo Anovi apparently did not understand that. Daniel also didn't understand it, and they took out the words Gibor and Noira. Were the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila greater tzaddikim than Yirmiyo Anovi? Yirmiyo Anovi couldn't work out also what it means Gevura? How you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu resists from wiping out the Goyim? Daniel didn't understand the great koyach of Noira, the fact that Klal Yisrael are still in existence. It was the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, they understood, and only them. So the Marashah says, because the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila comprised, amongst others, of Mordechai HaTzadik, and he lived through the Purim Nes. And the Purim Nes was unprecedented, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself behind the mask. Behind that Purim mask. Megillas Esther is about being Megaleh the Hester, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name was not mentioned from beginning to end, and when you get to the end of the story, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu was actually there, indeed, from beginning to end. That was a new Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that had never previously existed. So it was only Mordechai HaTzadik who was privy to this new Hanhoga. He was able, not because he was greater than Yirmiyahu HaNavi, but rather because he witnessed a different type of interaction on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Yirmiyahu HaNavi only saw the interaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu begilui upon him, open miracles, every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Purim story, when did that happen? During the Golos, after the Churban Bayis Rishon. So even though there were no miracles, there were no Beis HaMikdash, there was no open Gilui Ponim, nonetheless, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself on occasion, even through Hester upon him. And that's when you have to see the Giboir and the Noira, as indeed they did. And that's why they reinstated those words. We live in a time of Hester upon him, where we don't see these open miracles that they saw at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And yet, the Gevura, and especially the Noira here in Eretz Yisrael, surrounded on all four sides by those who are baying for our blood in an open way. They don't even try to conceal their desire to wipe Klal Yisrael off the map. And the fact that Klal Yisrael are still here, the fact that the Olam HaTorah, especially in Eretz Yisrael, has never been stronger, that's Noira. And it's precisely at difficult moments like the ones we are in at the moment that we have to think about this and appreciate this. So it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who brought us the Tzara. For what purpose? Not for us to walk around having sleepless nights and to be scared. That was not the Tachlis. It's critical at these times that we feel, and the message that we relate to our children, to differentiate between being scared and being careful. Just like we explain to our children that when you walk down the street and you see a bus, you're not scared of the bus, but you have to be careful when you cross the road. So too, there are instructions coming from Rosh Verishon, from Gedolei Yisrael, and of course, Lahavdil, from the government and the relevant forces, and we will abide by those instructions, and that way we will be careful, not scared. And that's critical, a critical message that we have to relate to our children. But what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel at these moments? In the Entebbe raid, when the Mir Yeshiva announced that they're going to have an Atzeres Tfilah, they publicized that the Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Shmulevitz would introduce the Atzeres Tfilah with a few words of Chizuk. And he said one sentence, but this sentence went down in history, never to be forgotten. When he stood in front of the Aron HaKodesh, in front of hundreds of people in the Mir Yeshiva, he said, we all, every one of us now, just has to feel that who is it sitting on that plane? It's our brother. It's our sister, it's our son, and it's our daughter. And that's the way we should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kan dvarov. And this is what we too have to feel. There are those who are on the front line. we all know, I know, every one of us know those who are there, some of them personally, and indeed we must feel at these difficult times that it's our brother and our sister and our children who are indeed there, and not just after davening to putter ourselves up with a quick perek of Tehillim, but to daven to the best of our ability with that type of feeling that it's our family member who's in sakona. The middah of being noisei ba'oil in chaveiroi doesn't just mean to feel bad for people. That's not translation of noisei. Noisei is to bear the burden. There are those who are fighting, and that's a necessary hishtadlus at this moment. But no less important is the hishtadlus on our part, those who are not on the front line. And what is that hishtadlus? Somebody asked me today, what should I be mekabel on myself at this difficult hour? I said, I don't know. You know. Every person has to look inwards, not outwards. How is this Koel Hashem B'Koyach calling out to him and his family? Obviously, if there is a clear directive from Gedolei Yisrael that there should be a specific area of Avodas Hashem in which we should be mischazek, then we will do so. But as long as that hasn't arrived, and even if it does, in addition to, this is a time where we must consolidate all that which we were makabel on Yomim HaNoiroim. To make a long list now of 20 new Kabbalahs is not recommended, but rather to strengthen b'yeser koyachu b'yeser seis, those Kabbalahs that we were makabel on Yom HaKippurim b'sha'as ni'ila. I think that even though this is indeed an eis tzora undoubtedly, and difficult times, but I think for our kehila it'll be a little bit easier. It won't be easy, but it'll be a little bit easier because we have collectively, all of us, ki'ish echod b'leiv echod, we have been trying over the last couple of years to be mischazik in avodas habitochin, beginning with the Shemitah year when we began learning together chovos halvavos, shar habitochin, and the various shiurim and vadim, and those who have continued learning. So now is when that bitochin will be most needed. And this is a golden, not to be missed opportunity to explain to our children what bitochin really means. Because if we're feeling panicky, then we really have to ask ourselves a question, do we have bitochin? Of course we have to be careful. Of course we must make every ishtadlus to remain safe. But to walk around panicking and scared, that's a lack of bitochin. Menucha, serenity, tranquility, that is the avodah of bitochin. That was the entire avodah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, to feel that LeDavid Hashem Oiri VeYishi. So even in these dark hours, to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Oir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Yeshua. This is a critical message that we must feel, and in turn to relay and to explain to our children. I would just say in closing, there is of course, at times like these, a great temptation to spend inordinate amount of time, the latest news, the latest clip, the latest videos. I personally have not seen any of them, but I've heard that there are difficult, painful images that are being circulated around the world. We have to realize, first and foremost, to show these pictures and videos to the children could be damaging, chas v'shalom, sometimes irreversible trauma. So any loving parent will obviously be misnaig now b'seichel and not allow his children, not show, there's no necessity at all to show them to the children. But equally for ourselves, the Yetzer Hara wants us to be busy with that because it's a distraction. It takes our mind away from what is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually wants at this moment. He does not want us to walk around scared. He wants us to be safe. He wants us to feel Ein lonu al mi lehishoin. There's nobody to rely on. Elo alavinu shebashomayim. And that's precisely the avodah that Be'ezus Hashem we will be mischazikin in these coming days, and if necessary weeks. Our children will be mischazik if we are mischazik. If the message that we're relaying to them is one of panic, then they will feel panic. But if the message is that this is an opportunity to be mischazik in our avodah sabitochin, and in the avodah of being noisei ba'olim chaveiroi, which doesn't just mean feeling bad for people, but rather by being mechazik and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that is an indispensable part of the war effort. And our children and ourselves will forever remember and understand that this is the way that a Ben Aliyah responds to when we hear the koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the painful koil. The sooner we are able to internalize that message and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Be'ezus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Yeshua that we so desperately need. He will send a Nechama to those who tragically need a Nechama in these days. We should be Zeicha to continue to feel Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, to have those indescribable moments of Simchas Torah within the Kehillah. Those tefillos should reverberate throughout the year, how special it was and how typical of our Kehillah. Even yesterday, following the sirens, after we took our necessary precautions, but back into the Beis HaMedrash, until those very last moments of Simchas Torah, singing and davening the pasuk, which really encapsulates the whole vision of our Kehillah. Ach ha-sho'alti me'eis Hashem, shifti be'eis Hashem. That's where we want to be. And we concluded our Yom Tov. Tehei ha-sho'a azois sha'as rachamim. And that's our tefillah now. May indeed this time be a zman of rachamim and rotzim. Kodesh Baruch Hu should send us the Yeshua and the Nechama that we so desperately need. We should hear besurois teves la'achenu b'nei Yisrael, for everybody here and across the world. Amen. Amen.